Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We want to thank the Lord for the ability to be back on the radio station once again. To God be the glory. One of the things that we have come to find out, what God has done for us, God has made it so possible for us to be back on this Blog Talk Radio. One of the things I want to do is I love God for what God has done, and I believe that all things are possible to those of us who believe. Now, one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to find ourselves back on the Blog Talk Radio. So be patient with me as we come back into what God is doing for us. Amen and amen and amen. So God is so good to us. He brings us to a point of understanding. And the more he does that for us, the more he brings us closer to him. And the more he brings us to him, the more we understand what he's doing for us. One of the things I will say today, I have a person on the line with us right now, and I will let them speak to us. All right. You're on the line. Can you got a word? You got to say hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Mother Bobby, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How about yourself?
I'm not going to complain. Well, Mother Bobby, one of the things today I want to do is thank God for his ability to allow us to come back on the Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
There are several things that you and I are going to talk about. And one of the things we want to talk about is what God is doing for us. And the more that God is doing for us, it brings us to a point of understanding. Mother Bobby, do you have anything that you want to... Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mother Bobby, tell me what God has done for you in these last years of your life. What has God done for you?
What has God done for me?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, he raised me up. Number two, he kept me. Number three, he filled me up with his Holy Spirit. And he blessed me that I'm still alive. That I'm able to get up and walk around. I haven't been in that condition where I could get up and get around to do. 2 years ago, I was in the hospital. They wasn't looking for me to live. But God. Tell me what God can do.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot fail. But you got to give it up. You got to turn it over to him and let him work it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, completely give it up.
Hello?
Because this morning, at noon, we were talking about the tongue. How important it is for us not to do.
Yes,
things to do and things not to do. There's things we must not do.
You want the phone number to call in? Go ahead, Mother
Amen.
Bobby. Amen. Go ahead, Mother Bobby.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead, finish
there
talking.
There are things we must do and there are things we must not do towards each other.
7-1-7-1-4.
Of course, we are about blessing.
Mm-hmm.
God's
Eight.
About blessing his people. He's not about destroying them. He's about blessing. That's what he do when he calls us to do the work that he called us to do. To be obedient. And to be able to move around and to bless the peoples of God and not to cut them down and not to gossip about them, but to pray. Turn them over to Jesus and do what God said do. God said pray, pray. God says, shut your mouth.
Amen.
God says, open your mouth, I'll speak through you. Whatever God says, you got to be obedient. And lean not to your own understanding.
Now, Mother,
amen.
Bible, one question. Amen. One
yes,
of the things,
sir. Yes, sir.
When you yield to your own understanding, can you give us a true definition when you yield to your own understanding?
When you yield to your own understanding, it's your will. But it's not about your will, it's about God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever God will to be done in your life. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, one of the things is I want to just ask a little question that we I know today has been a blessed day for you and many things have been going forward. And our God has blessed you. One other question I want to ask you. Now, when you talk about a person being filled with the Holy Spirit, in depth, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, in your opinion, in what God has shown you, can you share with the nation what you're talking about?
The Holy Spirit is a person. It's a deity, it's a Godhead. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When Jesus got ready to go back to the Father, to heaven, he gave up the ghost, the Holy Spirit. Well, we had a teacher to teach us, to guide us, to listen to us. He did not leave us by ourselves. Man was by himself, but he did not leave us. He left us the Holy Spirit to teach us, for us to be obedient to him. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that's the Spirit that dwells inside of you. When you come to Christ and receive him as your personal Savior, God fills you with the Spirit to teach you and to keep you and to guide you in the right direction that you have to go. Because man, I'm so glad that man didn't make me. I'm so glad that God made me in his image and his likeness. Because if man may have forgot to feed me, may have forgot to water me, he may have forgot to do the things that I need for my growth. But God did not forget us. He kept us. He's with us daily. Minute, hours. I was just reading the other day, well, how is it so many children, the people, that he knows what I'm doing before I do it, after I've done it, weeks before I do it, he knows all about just one person. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. But he watches out for us. And he chose you to be a blessing to your people, his people, that he called out. Even when the storm rises, he's right there. He said, I will never leave you, never will I forsake you, nor your seed begging for bread. I don't care what you're going through. He's always there. But we've got to be able to teach the people, tell the people out there that Jesus loves them, Jesus lives. He didn't die just for me. He died for each and every one of us.
Amen.
They are just important as I am today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Mother Bobby, I got a gentleman I wanna come on the line and have a word with us. I think we both know him. His brother Gregory. Let me see if I can get him on the line. It was.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Let me see if I can get him on the line. It was. Let me see here. All right. Brother Gregory, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Dr. Hunter. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Amen.
Great. Great. No complaints, Dr. Hunter. Listening to Mother
Amen.
Bobby. Hey, Mother Bobby.
Amen. How you doing, Pastor?
Doing real good. I'm doing better now that you then blessed us. I'm doing better now. Thank you for blessing us.
Oh my. Thank you. Thank God for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So glad. That's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Holy Spirit in charge.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all your ways.
In all our ways.
Yes.
Well, one of the questions, Brother Grandy, you got a question you want to ask, or statement you want to make?
No, what would you like for me to expound on, Doctor?
Whatever the Lord tell you to.
Well, the only thing I could add to what Mother Bobby was sharing with the nation is that our message, Dr. Honey, is to let anybody know that's listening right now that it really doesn't matter how far down the scale you've been. You know, it really doesn't matter what you've done or what you haven't done. But sometimes
Amen.
It's not what you've done. It could be what you haven't done.
Amen.
So I believe what Mother Bobby is saying to each and every one of us, especially about the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. He's our helper, our provider. And He produces the fruit of the Spirit within us. So He's the only one that can do that. But I'm so grateful, like Mother Bobby was saying, that I'm made in God's image and in His likeness. Because, Dr. Hunter, the message that I would want to say to the nation today would be that it doesn't matter if you had a history of drugs and alcohol or abuse or being homeless or any of that type of upbringing. Because the God that I know today, Dr. Hunter, He specializes in utilizing. He specializes in utilizing the past in order to help somebody have a brighter future. You know, being
Amen.
A person like myself, Dr. Hunter, that have been homeless and strung out on drugs and for the past 17 plus years now, I haven't had to live like that, but I can understand that it
mm-hmm.
wasn't by my power because I tried many times, man, to come out the streets.
Yeah.
But when I called out to the God of my understanding, and when I called out on that power, Dr. Hunter, that Mother Bobby was just talking about,
mm-hmm.
that was the only time that I felt a sign of relief. Because
mm-hmm.
my Bible told me that who the Son sets free is free indeed. So
mm-hmm.
I can be free. I can be free because I did 5 years in prison, and I was free in the world, but I was still in bondage. I was locked up.
Now, wait
you
a
know,
minute.
So all I could really all, huh?
Now, wait a minute. You spent 5 years in prison?
Yes, sir, Dr. Hunt. I've been home. You know what's so beautiful about it, man? May 12th, which was actually 2 days ago, I celebrated 20 years. 20 years I've been home. I've been out of prison 20 years. I've been off parole since 2001. By the grace of God, I've been clean and sober now 17 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on my job going on 14 years. And, you know, I owe it all to God, Dr. Hunter. It's nothing I did except the fact that I wasn't running nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And yeah, Dr. Hunter, it was hard for me when I came home from prison, you know, not being able to get an apartment, not being able to be hired. People would tell me when I go apply for a job, you smell good, you look good, you sound good, but I won't be able to hire you because you're a felon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so our message today right now, you know, is to go forth now and let people know that just don't give up. There is hope.
Yes.
That's why we have this ministry right now, so that we can help people that's struggling in those areas. That's a struggle. A lot of people can't relate to that struggle. You know, they say that they understand, but if you don't have a number, I got a number, 6994-86. If you don't have a number that when you go somewhere and that number come up, you can empathize, you know, you can have all that, the compassion in the world, but you don't really know how it feels to been and came out we paid our debt to society, and now we out here, and we doing the best we can, and we really want to do good, Dr. Hunter. We have been converted. You know, we have been changed from the inside to the outside. Mm-hmm. We have given our lives over to Christ, but it's still something hanging over our head.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So that's why. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this thing. Now, what recommendations that you can do from where our standpoint, what I've gone through in my life, what can I do to help you move this thing forward?
What you can do to help move it forward? What forward? The movement?
The movement.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep paving the way. Keep doing what the Holy Spirit tell you to do. Keep opening up the doors. Keep making it possible. That's all
right.
You can do. You do your part. You know what I've come to learn now? It's teamwork that makes the dream work. Everybody doing their part, being excellent on their level, is what makes the dream work. Teamwork.
Teamwork. Now you're talking.
Yeah, that's why the Bible says it's one body, but it's many parts. It's many parts.
Yes.
We
can't do it all
by ourselves, you know, because we all have our own personal experiences. You know, I can reach somebody that didn't try to commit suicide because I've done it 5 times. I can reach somebody that's been strung out on drugs because why? I've been strung out since I was 14 years old. I can reach somebody that's been to prison. Why? Because I've seen that life. I can reach somebody that's been homeless because February 11, 2002, I was homeless sleeping in a porta potty on Main Street. So I can reach that group of people. That's what God have given me through my experiences. Yeah. He let me live that type of life for this day right here. So I can do that. So that's my lane. Now, your lane, like you just said, is exactly what you're doing, Dr. Hunter. You're doing exactly what God has called you to do. So I want to say kudos to you. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. And trust me, God will send the right resources
so that we
can spread this all over the world. Yeah. This is needed. This
is what we're doing
right now is needed all over the world.
And it's our responsibility
to make sure that it happens. It's not our responsibility to worry about the resources. We don't need to worry about none of that. All we need to do is do what God called us to do every single day and spread the word and let somebody out here that feel hopeless know that there is hope.
One other thing, my brother, I have a lady out there from Huntsville. I want her to have a word because she has a word. I want her to have a word.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Thank you for letting me share.
No, it's more than. Amen. Are you there, sister? Are you there, sister?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
I was just enjoying the brother's testimony. And that's what we're supposed to do. When we come out of something, we're supposed to be able to help people. We're supposed to be able to help people where we've been and God brought us out. We need to start helping people and stop being selfish. Well, God brought me out. I ain't worried about them. No, we need to reach out and help those people. And I had a thing this morning came to mind. It says God wants leaders to be open to his purification process in their lives. I just pray that leaders don't forget that they need to go back and let God do something for them. Let God deliver them, set them free so they can begin to reach people. The church ain't just for you to come there and look all good and pat your pockets and drive a nice car. No, he didn't design it for that. You're the head. You got to begin to draw people. You got to begin to reach people. Then the people around you will begin to reach people. That's just like kids live by example. Whatever the parents doing in the home and is wrong, that's what they're going to grow up and do.
Yes.
So if the pastor's the head, you got to begin to go out there and reach people, but you got to go back. Let God take you back to the basics, to be delivered, set free. You have a God mind, not a big head. You got a big church. This, that. No. It's all about the people.
Let me interrupt. Now, you mentioned a big church. What's wrong with these big churches? Why shouldn't everybody have a big church?
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes all the people go, I've seen it. People go to the big church to hide.
To hide.
They go in there and hide over a ritual, Oh, I went to church today. Okay. Did you get anything? Well, no, I just go every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell
you know, I don't care if it's a little church, big church. Come on. I'm speaking to all the pastors out there. Come on. Think about it. Go back. Go back. Go back to where he first saved you. Go back when you received him. Go back. Because this purification time, pastors and leaders, it's purification time.
Amen.
It's purification time for you pastors and leaders out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me.
Mm-hmm.
It's purification time. Because God is coming back sooner than we think.
Oh, God.
And we want to be ready. I don't want to be guilty of not trying to help people to come to Christ. Tell people about Christ.
Yeah.
We don't have too many resources to do this.
Amen. Now, let me ask one question to everybody that's on the line talking with me to the nation. One of the things I'll read in the Bible, and God began to show me some things, as was said, God give us the resources to go out and distribute to help somebody. Now, you up there near Huntsville, there are a lot of women up there needs a home. Do they not? Yes or no?
Yes.
There are a lot of
they're
men
out on the street. They live in shelters. They walk the street. They're trying to find help.
Now, can you expound upon that?
Well, I have a lady that I'm here in the house now, not because I'm homeless. It's because I live in the country, and my dad was in a nursing home, and she got this house. It's called the Hatma Gandhi House. The Hatma Gandhi says, you be the change you wish to see in the world today. That's a saying Hatma Gandhi said. And so she was intrigued by this, and she got this house. And she said she want to help people. And so during this help time, homeless people have came here, you know. And now I'm here with my dad because he was in a nursing home and he's on hospice. And I live in a camper, so I know where to take him.
Mm-hmm.
And she allowed me to come here with him. So I'm here.
Amen.
I'm not only here, but God has me here for a reason. When people come here, the people call me all the time, and we don't have a TV in here or anything, I'm able to, my mind, to let my mind just be on God and what he wants me to do. And even in the passion, people, we minister to people. People always calling for help. And I thank God, you know, that I'm here. He used my dad to get here, but he knew that I wasn't going to leave my dad here by himself. I'm going to be here. I've been here for 3 weeks.
Amen.
By his side. Every night, day, by his side. And that don't give me no excuse not to minister to people. That don't give me when people call him, I minister to people all day and times of the night, people calling me. I just thank God for what he's doing up here in Huntsville. I only been here 2 years.
Amen.
Well, you know, one of the things I'm so in love with, what I'm in love with in the latter days that we now live in, if we can just see what is going
on.
If we can just see what God is doing in our lives today,
mm-hmm.
we have in America this bad and the other. Hello?
Hello?
Everybody can hear you on the background now. But I will say this much. What God is doing through the believers right now, on the
uh-huh.
line with where we are, God is calling us to a higher level. As he said to Pastor Gregory, as he said to Mother Bobby, as he said to Doctor, as he said to me, he's saying to all of us that are on the line with us, I have called you to a greater work.
Yes.
And our work started today. God called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. I think this morning, it was in, help me out, brother, Pastor Gregory. What scripture that was in the New Testament? What was that scripture this morning?
the Gospel of Luke. You're talking about our hope for the day is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37. With God, all things are possible.
All things are possible. So when we put our hope that in that direction, God can never fail us. As I told somebody, when God gave me a television station, people begin to grin at me. People begin to laugh at me. I said, but God gave it to me, and it's coming to pass. I'm seeing it coming to fruition.
Yes,
why am
yes.
I doing it? Because God, everywhere I've gone, they said, we don't have this, we don't have this. I said, God ain't what God said.
God
told me, I've given it to you to do something in the earth realm. Because there's some women out there that needs a job. There's some men out there that need some job. I'm not talking about the folks out there running around doing this. I'm talking about the homeless.
Yes.
They're the ones God is calling. Because they done been in the fight. Somebody has never been in a fight, don't know how to fight. God will. Because they know how to obey God. When God says something, as Dr. said, when God says something, it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal.
It's
a done deal. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else got something you want to say? We got 2 minutes.
Oh, here we are. Hello, hi.
I just like to say,
how are you?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. Hi, I'm just so encouraged. I'm here with Dr. Roberta Gamble at the Mahatma Gandhi House.
Yeah.
And I have a heart not only for the homeless men and women, but also for the girls that are struggling. And God is calling us really to encourage them, to stand in the gap for them.
Yeah.
All right. And are you standing in the gap for them?
Yes. And I'm just so thankful.
Tell us about it.
I'm just so thankful to the Lord for the opportunity and the blessing from God, because Dr. Roberta Gamble, she understands, Dr. Hunter understands, and I've been fighting the fight of faith for the homeless, for those that don't have a voice for themselves, and I was prophesied over that God wants me to stand in the gap, but you have to have people that's going to stand in the gap with you that really stand for God. So I'm encouraged. And thank you so much. I'm going to get back to Dr. Roberta. I'm struggling with a little vertigo right now, so I'm kind of dizzy and stuff, but I just thank God for y'all, for your encouragement.
Can we talk?
Yeah. Can we talk? And the thing is, you got to talk about it. You know, I met a guy yesterday with this organization called Bold Without Apology. It's a police officers group. That people need to be bold and don't have to apologize for their boldness, but stand in the gap, because a lot of stuff that's covered up, and we just stand for it. Just like at the homeless mission, there's a lady standing here now that was there. When I was there, God is really blessing her and stuff, but you got to have freedom to speak how you feel to make a difference. Sometimes people walk in fear, like I have before too, in sharing your heart of God and really want to make an impact.
Amen. Well, I know this much. Some have to leave the line, but they're going to have to leave the line and go to another line. But if those who have to leave the line, you can leave it. But I'm going to stay on this line on Blog Talk Radio to talk to some more people. And I want to thank those who came on the line and had a word to say. But to those who want to continue on, I have some more things I want to talk about. And God bless them. One of the things that I've come to find out in my life, in my life, just a few days ago, as I was talking with God, when it got the thundering and lightning in Houston, and the rain came up like never before, I knew a fact that my place was free from water. And the water came through the front door, not the back door. But see, I thought I had secured it all, but all of a sudden, a little water came through a place. I told my wife, I said, baby, that's something else. No, something. And God showed us what a water was coming through. So I looked at it. I said, well, Lord, it's all about you. And so I called a man and checked it out. Sure enough, one of the things out in the front there had one of the water lines that was all broken up. So the guy came and plugged it back up. And that's where the water was coming through slow. See, the devil does things in a slow, 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 slow. But he does it for a reason. And see, what we have to do is, if we're going to work together, it's going to cost something. So, Dr. Gemmell, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Where is Ethel?
She's right here.
Does she have her own phone where she can call in and not use your line?
Yeah, she have her own phone.
Well, tell her to call in on this line so I can see her number. Because
okay.
I can
identify
your number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's going to do it. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Amen, Dr. Hunter.
Amen.
This is Mother Bobby. This is Mother Bobby. Yes, I'm still here, but I'm getting ready to get on the breezy time of day. But I would just like to say to the people that are listening to turn around and take another look.
Yes.
The end is near. People are dying. People are killing each other. We need you to get busy about your father's business. He called you for a reason, to get about his father's business, to do the work that he called you to do. The same thing he did 2,000 years ago, he's doing the same thing today.
Yeah.
We don't think he can heal. We don't think he can make houses. We don't think he can do anything now. We just dead. He thinks he's just dead, and he's still just dead. But God is alive. He's alive and well.
Yes,
so I thank God
mother.
For each of you, and I'm getting ready to get on another line, but I praise God that the people's come on and join in with Dr. Hunter on the talk. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's do more than talk. Let's get busy about our problems. Let's come together. This thing is about together. It's not about division. It's your radio station. It's your bill. It's your this. No, come together and be about our Father's business. Because I see great things is happening. Great things are going to happen. We must come together, fellowship, and get the work done. Amen?
Amen. God bless you, Mother Bobby.
God bless you. Love you all.
Amen.
Okay, bye. I'm on, Dr. Hunter. I call from my phone.
All right. I see your number. I see your number. Your last four numbers, 89-5-5-9-8-0.
Yes, sir.
All right, now can we talk?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's talk.
Oh, so we still on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I just am so encouraged. Can we talk? We're standing in the gap for the ladies who need another opportunity and want to fulfill their goals. And because God had a preordained destiny plan for all of us before he created the world and before he formed us in our mother's womb. So my goal is just to let them know that God's plan doesn't change. We may make mistakes or fall short, but God's plan does not change. And that's what I want them to know. And we can talk about it.
Amen. Go ahead. I'm listening. Talk.
Oh, okay. And then also that bold without apology group that I talked with the police officer at the school yesterday, that's what they do because it's like not having conflict. I remember Dr. Gabo's dad is here, and when he told her she was leaving, and he said, be safe and don't argue. And that's why we got to come together and have peace. And the Bible talks about that. In Matthew 18:15, you have a challenge with someone, go to them one-on-one and try to get it worked out, that if you can't take another person with you. But the thing about it is we can work it out if we just let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us to do that. There's so many hurting people, and nobody don't have one to be a voice for them. And I just thank God for the opportunity because someone was a voice for me. And I'm glad we have the chance
can we talk about it and deal with the real challenges and be bold enough and not fearful that we can share how we feel and praise God to give us a team of people. We know we have God on our side, but to have a team of people that believe in God and believe in us too. So that's what I want to share, and Dr. Gavin can allude, you know, more to that. I'm just really, really blessed. I'm going to Dr. Physical Healing, and I'm just really so thankful, Dr. Hunter, to you and Dr. Roberta, and how we all coming together to help each other for what God put in our heart.
But you're talking to the nation. You're talking to the people in America. You're talking to people in South America. You're talking to people in North America. But you have a word. You got to speak to some people out there.
Yeah, and I'm just saying that overcoming and knowing and trusting and believing in God and forgiveness is another big thing. And God has given me the new cancer, unforgiveness, because people are walking around with issues and unforgiveness in their heart, and it's literally, literally killing them. And unforgiveness can take us out. I remember an illustration God gave me through the unforgiveness. People that don't forgive, they're in the hospital in intensive care, and the ones that they hate on, they're on a cruise. And so basically the thing is, it's a spiritual thing, and I found out through spiritual counseling that my spiritual counselor, she referred us to a book called Hurt People, Hurt People, and it really helped me to know that when people hurt you, a lot of times they've been hurt themselves, and so that's why we have to stand in the gap and intercede for them, because a lot of times we've hurt people not intentionally, but because of what we've gone through, and praise God for His grace, mercy, and forgiveness, that we have an opportunity to let people be free by forgiving them and then being open, honest about the struggles that we've had with. But forgiveness is a powerful tool. And I think about God because He forgives us day by day, moment by moment, no matter what we've done, because I love Him because He looks at our heart. Man look on our pen, but God look at the heart. And God knows our heart, our motive. And that's good news, and that's joy for us to know that God is still want us to fulfill the predestined plan that He had for our life. He created us in His image and in His likeness, and we're His feet now. We're His voice. We're His hands now, and it's a great opportunity. A lot of times, Dr. Roberta helped me with this. I used to wag with past pains and hurts, and you got to get over the past and move forward. God has forgiven us, but sometimes we want others to forgive us too. But if they don't, God has, and we have to forgive ourselves. The hardest person, honestly, to forgive
well,
is your own self.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have something to tell the people out there where you can help them with the WRD from the scriptural standpoint?
Yes, from this historical standpoint, I would say with God's predestined plan that He says also in Psalms 139, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I had a plan for you. He said also to Joshua, be strong and be in the Lord just as I was with Moses. I'm with you. And the power is in the word. And then it also says in Hebrews 13:2, be careful how you treat a stranger because you could be entertaining one of God's angels unaware. God has angels assigned to us. When you look at Psalms 91, He said they will protect us. And God sends the angel. All of us have an angel. We're an angel in somebody's life also. And the power is in the word of God. We have to give people the word. And also I want to share, even like different denominations, it's not biblical, it's man-made. God speaks about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom. And that's what we're all about, the kingdom, not about denomination. Different denominations were started by different people who had their own version. But the bottom line is the kingdom of God. St. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else we added unto you. And one old preacher said, if you take care of God's business, God is going to take care of your business. And that is so encouraging. That is so clear. Because God is the only one that knows our heart, because He's the one who created us in His image and in His likeness. And there is nobody like Him. So I want to encourage the nation, just fulfill what God's plan for you is, and if you'll know it, he will show you in his word, or have a trusted friend that will walk with you and show you what God has in store for you. His plan doesn't change. And sometimes we have to have that personal relationship with God. We have to have that personal prayer time with God to let him speak to us and let him show us what direction that he wants us to go.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you. Thank you so, so much. Is there anything else you wanted me to comment on?
No, dude, as God put something else in your heart.
Okay, well, that's really the main thing. And like I said, forgiveness is a healer when you can forgive, and God is the healer. By his stripes we heal, and our body reproduces itself every year. The cells reproduce themselves. And so God is already, we already healed in the name of Jesus. We just have to walk in it. And I'm so thankful because I struggled with that for so long and still going through, but to know that God is on my side. He don't give up. And I say, Lord, thank you that you don't give up on your children. We're in a war. We are in warfare right now. It's not a physical war. We're in a spiritual war right now. And God has equipped us and empowered us to stand in the gap. And like I said, I was prophesied over some years ago in Indiana. A prophet had never seen me. He said, you're trying to help people. People don't understand you, but God wants you to stand in the gap. And he gave me Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 29 through 31. And it said God was looking for a man to stand in the gap. The people were being mistreated. And God said he was looking for a man to stand in the gap so he wouldn't destroy the land. And he could not find anybody to stand in the gap, so he destroyed the land. And so the prophet said he couldn't find me, but he sought you as a woman to stand in the gap to help these hurting people. And I just want to share that's what God has called us to do. And I just thank you for your support. I thank you for your encouragement. And it's just a true blessing.
Amen. But one of the things I'm going to do now that I've got the television, got the Blog Talk Radio set back up, I'm going to give everybody a certain time to be on it. And I'm going to let you know what you have to do so we can move forward. And everybody can have their time to speak on it, do what they have to do, and speak to the nation. Because if we're going to speak to the nation, we got to have some word. Must have some word.
Well, I want to congratulate you.
Amen.
Oh, getting the Comcast television show. That is awesome.
Amen. Well, I'm moving to the next level. There are many things that God has shown me to do in these years, but the best is yet to come.
Amen.
And God was showing me, he said, it's the women and the men that don't, we got to show them, as Dr. Gamble said, we got to show them. We got to teach them when they come out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
We got to teach them. We got to have them a place for them to stay. They got to spend some time in the presence of God.
Yeah.
They got to spend some time in the presence. Like the Pastor Gregory said, that man stayed 6 years in prison. And now he came out. For 20 years, he's been free. And look what God has done. See, God wants the same thing for us.
Yeah.
Up to us to do what God has called us to do. We got to do it.
Amen.
I'm
Gregory still on, or he gone?
Yeah, they all gone. Y'all still on the line. See, but you're still talking to the nation.
Okay.
That's why I say, can we talk? Yeah. When I read Proverbs 12 and 4, the Lord works everything out for the goodness.
Yeah.
And the shall fall. God works everything out for us. But it's up to us to see him. And like Brother Gamble was saying this morning, how God, she went and got a refreshment. Sometimes I'm up all night long, and God shows me in the spirit some things that must be done. Can I share it with everybody? Because everybody wants to say what God is showing me. When God shows me things, I can't share with everybody. because you're not ready to receive it, right? You're not ready. When God downloads it to him, he said, share it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will share it. Now, when God sent me up there to Huntsville, God showed me something. But immediately, when I went to my hometown in Bryce, I came in contact with some of the worst demons in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I came in contact with some of the worst demons in the world. But God has sent somebody along. And the woman told me, she said, I am your assignment. Didn't even know who the woman was, but she told me, she said, I am your assignment.
Wow.
Who's the other lady that's on the line with us? Me, you, and Roberta. Somebody else's voice I hear.
You see him now? You hear him now?
No, I thought another lady was on with us. I thought no.
No, but we had some women. We had a lady on that line with us. Mother Bobby, she called. She's 86 years old. And still.
Wow, 96. What a blessing.
What a blessing. And see, at my house, I've had women who've been in my house have been, I'm going to tell you, I've had women that come to my house have been 90, 92, 84, 74, 64. But they've been to my house to bless what God is doing.
Yes.
And so I can't help but bless them. But God told me he got to pull back some. Because some coming just to come to get some monetary blessing. Mm-hmm. I found that out. I said, And so what I do now is I said, Lord, what would you have me to do?
Mm-hmm.
What would you have me to do? And so now I'm doing what God has had me to do. Like when God done showed me the building and there's a confusion between one of the two persons and I've asked a person to do something, well, let me have what that. No, I need to know where you're going. If we're not going the same place, we ain't traveling together.
It's not the journey you own, it's who you're traveling with.
Amen. Amen. So, I want to know, sister, you got anything else to say with the call that house, Gambel House?
Oh, the Mahatma Gandhi House.
Yeah,
the only thing is, like Mahatma Gandhi, his saying is, I've been part of 20 years, he said, you must be the change that you wish to see in the world. So if it's something that you see need to be changed, you have to be the leader to make the change. That's what he said. His picture is on there, and he's looking at you like dead in your eye. He's talking. When you look at the picture, he's talking to each person personally. Whatever in your life you want to see change, you have to be the change that you want to see in the world.
Amen. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a television station up there in Huntsville?
They have a television station. It's a student-run television station at Sam Houston University.
What I'd like you to do for me, I'd like to go up there and find out what all I can do to get on that radio, on that TV station.
Okay.
And that's how we're going to intercede and get in there.
Okay, I'll find out.
Okay. Help Mother Gandhi to help you now. And
okay.
I want you to keep believing God to raise up what you're doing money wise. Because as I said, 1 year I'm gonna support you for one whole year. You're gonna have to continue to see God put some money where you wanted him. Because God is building you up to do what he wants done. He wants you to be built up. And you got how many beds you got you can put in there?
Well, it's three. It's three bedrooms. It's the loft upstairs. But one of the ladies is going to Cali, going to her hometown, taking her mom. And so in that room, we could have two in a room. Then we have, I mean, we have a big enough, like a living room area, too.
What you
we
see,
put
Escort,
a, put there.
Every time somebody leave, Escort to fill it back up. Well,
okay.
Somebody can put the money back into place. That's how God operates.
Okay.
That's how God operates in my life. I've seen it come to pass.
Yes, sir.
And what else someone laid on my heart to tell you? And because God is so good to us, the more we trust in Him, the more He uses us to do what He wants done. And see, as it was said, He's soon to come back. I don't want to be left behind for nobody.
Amen.
No, ma'am. I don't want to be left behind for nobody. A lot of people are still calling me from the old Dr. Gamma. A lot of people are calling me about, why can you ever get that degree from over there? I said, you got to go back again because I can't. I'm not over there no more.
Mm-hmm.
Some things have just turned loose.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I making sense?
Yes. And they closed down in Lake Charles. They closed.
I know it. So, see, but when you have somebody to help you with you, what needs to be done, you wanna beat up everybody.
Yes.
And put everybody down. I've learned in life, but I love y'all. Anybody else?
Love you too.
Anybody got something else they want to say? We got 8 minutes left.
I want to say this to give the nation something to think about that the Lord had gave me for a sermon. It says, my heart is in prison because of unforgiveness. For unforgiveness. Sometimes we got to forgive and move forward. We got to move forward. It's not good to hold on to stuff. We got to move forward. So don't let your heart be locked up because of unforgiveness. You know, forgive, and because the Bible says if you want God to forgive you, you got to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You have God, and the prayer says, forgive our debt as we forgive our debtors. So if you want God to forgive your debt, you got to forgive your debtors.
Amen. Well, you know what? Sister Gamble, I got somebody that's come on the line. Hold on. Somebody just came on the line. Hello? Hello?
Hello. This is Dr. McClellan. How's everybody this evening? That's a powerful message. Powerful.
Amen.
Powerful.
We go right ahead. Go right
we just
ahead.
I just want to see people free. I don't want to see people
Amen.
Locked up and can't move forward because of unforgiveness. Something happened 40 years ago. No, forgiveness is not an option. It's something we must do.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well,
that's powerful.
Dr. Gamble, do you know who this is?
This
is the president you're talking to. This is the president you're talking to.
Yes, I know.
I know.
Amen. I see you speaking. That's a powerful message, and that is so true. You know, may I say something, if you will? I went to a conference. Thank you. I went to a conference not long ago, and it was a lady there. She was associated with the doctors. And do you know the very same thing you are saying, Dr. Gamble, Pastor Gamble? She said the doctors told her that most of the people that come in their office that are sick have unforgiveness in their heart.
Yeah.
They said that's why they are sick. But I said, good night. I said the doctors won't tell them that. I said, because it'll cut off their wealth. But she told us at the conference. She said the doctor told them that most people come into their office, only thing is wrong with them is they have a lot of unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
And I said, you are automatic. So you are absolutely on point. That is
powerful. The Holy Spirit gave me that one day. And I was he let me know. He said, this is why they came. Their heart is in prison. And
yes,
I said, ooh,
yes.
Lord, I would love to do a women's conference to that these women would be free. Free.
Amen. Let's do it.
Let's do it, baby.
Let's get it together.
We got to get together.
We got to get together.
And this is something that God has just, I mean, I don't like seeing people hurt and carrying this
Amen.
Thing around from childhood, and they can't move forward because of this
yes.
thing. It's the devil got to move out the way. Because God said he's
Amen.
Tired of the devil assaulting the Christian people, his people.
Come on,
he's
now,
tired.
Come on.
So the assault got to go.
Hallelujah.
And that's how he assaulted people, keeping his
yes.
stuff locked up inside of them. No,
can
he got to go.
Can I say something right quick?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, I was on that forgiveness. God gave me a conference to do. It's called The New Cancer Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness
Look
is a killer.
That.
It's killing people.
Yes.
And all of us have cancer cells in our body, but unforgiveness wakes those cancer cells up.
Amen.
And it's the
but
new
you know
cancer
what?
Unforgiveness.
That unforgiveness, and that is so powerful. It is so right. You know what? And I'm going to tell you something. We are all on one accord because in Exodus 15, God said this. He said, and if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God,
yes.
he will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. He said, I will not put these diseases upon thee, which I have brought up on the Egyptians. So if they would hearken unto the voice of God and keep his steps, he said, I won't put these diseases upon you, but just like
mm-hmm.
you all are saying, it is unforgiveness that is
causing yeah, yeah.
a lot of this,
yeah.
along with the sins that they have. So,
right.
so they can't get free. And guess what?
No.
Nobody's preaching it. Nobody's
Mm-mm.
teaching
Nobody's
it.
Nobody's
so
preaching
people
it.
Can come
but, babe, I'm putting it out there on Facebook. I put it
Amen.
Out there. That's what
Praise
I go on
God.
Facebook for, to put the word of God out every day, and I don't
Amen.
Respond back to it. I put it out
Amen.
There.
Amen. Amen.
I put it out there.
Yes. Yes.
Just
Amen.
Like the Holy
Amen.
Spirit gave me about the leaders. He said God wants leaders to be open to his purification process in their lives. It's
Amen.
Time.
Mm.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time. It's time
that.
For unity mm. in the body of Christ.
Yes.
It's time for unity. It's time for us to
it
come together and
no.
harmony. You know,
yes, yes.
The world is taking over, and the church is sitting back saying, look what
come
they're doing.
Come on now. Ain't
so it's
saying
time,
nothing.
It's time for us to stand mm. up and speak God's word because he said we'll not return unto him void. All
boy,
we don't
that's
even
right.
have to fight in this battle. All we got
Come
to do
on.
Is speak his word. And guess what? He said, my winds are my messengers, and they're going to take that
mm.
word where it needs to go.
Nah.
It will not return unto him void. So that's
mm.
what we got to do. We got to stand up. Who will stand for Jesus? We got to stand up
nah.
for him. We got to stand
right.
up. While the world is saying, come join us in this walk and this run and for counsel and this, and nothing going to cure counsel but the blood of Jesus. Nothing.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't do
nothing.
None of it.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I'll stand for Jesus.
Amen.
Mm. Amen. Amen. So, yeah, we got to come together.
Yeah.
We got to come
we
together.
We got to get together
Amen.
And get this thing on the road. Because I feel it
Amen.
In my spirit that it's got to come. It's got to come.
Yeah.
It's got to
yeah.
come.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we got
to
deal
know.
With the unforgiveness. We got to deal with it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Got to. Got to. That is a powerful word. That's a powerful message. Definitely powerful.
Praise
and we as the body of Christ, we got to come together in unity and begin to declare
yes.
the word of God.
Mm.
You know,
yes.
it's time for us. It's time for
Ooh,
us. We know
yes.
the word. And it's time
yes.
for us to we. It's time for us to declare and decree. It's time for us to work by the word.
Yes. Come on.
It's time for us to
work
do that.
The word.
It's no time for us
yes.
sitting back because we know what the word says.
Yes.
So we need to put that. Just God told me by the Holy Spirit. He said, just like said, those journalists get on TV and start broadcasting everything. He said, just speak my words in the air and the winds will take it where it needs to go.
Nah.
And so we got to get up and begin to declare and decree the word of God. We got to speak that thing.
That's why Dr. Hunter got the television. That's why Dr. Hunter got the television show now.
Amen. 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 It's got to be demonstrated and come forth. People have been getting this lukewarm water for years.
Come on now.
In these churches for years. And guess what? And they still living. They still in the church sick. Mm. They still not healed. They still not delivered. And they still not set free.
Yes.
And the reason why is because they preaching the same old thing and pulling out the buckets. God said, you love me, you're going to give to me anyway. I ain't even got to ask you. Because you're going to love that word. They're going to taste and see that it is good. There's going to be a change in your life. Because guess what? He's going to bring the change.
Yeah. Wow. Now, Dr. Hunter, can we talk? You on every day?
Hello?
Can we talk? Are you on every day?
Well, I mean, I have to make some adjustments to it. I have to make some adjustments. I'm trying to make some adjustments so I can get some MONEY to make sure that it stays on daily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. God's going to bless us with what we need because it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time for His word to come forth. It's time for the truth to get out. Because people have been setting up, people have been going to church for years. They go in and come back out the same way. There should be a change in your life. If there's no change in your life and you've been going to that church for 20 years, you better talk to God.
I know that's right.
Got to be a change somewhere. Mm-hmm. Something ought to be shedding off of your life. Something.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the same way for 20 years and nothing has changed, you better check that place that you're at. Because it's got to be a change somewhere. I don't want to go to a place, I'm still in the 12th grade for 20 years. In the 12th grade and can't get out. 20 years. The devil is a lie.
He's a liar.
It's time for a change.
It's
time for a change. People have been setting up in these churches for all these years. And dying. And you know what? And these people, like you said, they have a lot of unforgiveness, and a lot of them want to go to the doctor and say, Doctor, this has hurt me, this is bothering me. And don't get me wrong, God uses something for an example to show the doctor who they are not.
Yes, yes.
Who they are not.
Yes.
Show them that, hey, I'm working. I'm handling this. I'm working. You done did all you can do. Move out the way.
Mm-hmm.
I got this. They going to live in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. We are witnesses. We are witnesses to what he has done and what he can do. We are witnesses. We are believers with faith to go with it.
Amen.
We got faith to go with what we believe. Amen? When we come together as believers, we want to see a change. I don't want to pray because I know how to pray. I want to pray and see the manifestation. I want to see something happen.
Now you're talking.
If I'm praying and ain't nothing happening, I got to check my prayer life. I have to check my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We gotta look at this thing, and then we gotta be careful. The Lord told me by the Holy Spirit. He said, be careful who you walk with and come in agreement with. He said, because there's many believers. He said, there's many that say they believe, but where is the faith? Where's their faith? When you pray with somebody, you want an answer. It's just like the man that went to Jesus, and he said, can you heal my son? He said, I took him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him. And Jesus told his disciples, look, you have no faith. You perverted generation. Now, what is this? This is the church.
Mm-hmm.
You can't heal nobody. You ain't healing nobody. Nothing is happening.
Speaking, unbelieving.
And here we are sitting up in the church with the unbelievers. We might well be out there outside.
I know.
Unbelievers. Nothing happening. I said, no, Lord. I said, when I pray, I'm expecting something. I'm like a pregnant woman. I'm expecting this baby going to arrive.
Who's going on to
self? But these people sit up in there pregnant and half delivered nothing in all these years. Come on. It's time. I want to walk with some believe. I want to walk with some troops and believers. I want to have a. I want to have a friend like Daniel. Mm-hmm. We have friends like Daniel and David, a mother-in-law like Naomi, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who gonna cut for me. I don't want you to talk about we'll pray and nothing. Come on, we better get to get believers. You know we can shake the nation. There's two or three of us, because the Bible says if ten or two agree upon any one thing on this earth, it shall be done in the Father's name, which is in heaven. It shall. So we as believers need to get together and begin to seek some things. We believe them. So we can take the nation. We can take
Well, you know one thing I found out? The one thing I found out, Doctor, is that there are a lot of people that you and I both know, but they don't want to follow the the persistence of God's word.
No.
And I found myself, I said, well, when I was reading the book, it says the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the divine guidance of on earth. The Holy Spirit is the guidance on earth.
Yeah.
Today, for the boldness present, he's the one that will lead us and guide us. For the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We can walk together, but we got to take God at his word. And you know what I found out about Doctor? When you are saying something, I need your prayers to move forward as I give my prayers to you. So we can move this forward. And God's going to do. God is doing some things that we don't see done behind the scene.
Come on,
but he's doing some things. He's doing some things.
Yeah, what God he's setting it up. Doing,
and see, it was a special time that God had this Blog Talk Radio to come back on. And I told some people, I said, it's not about me, it's God. Because God knows my heart.
Amen.
If
come
God
on,
knows
on.
My heart. God's going to make it live.
He
got some people going to walk with me. He got some people going to talk with me. He got some people going to be with me. He got some people going to say, I'm right here with you. But there's some people there's some people out there that want to be with you, but they want to, I always say it like it's like a hole. I all want to be on your team, long as you know there's some slop.
Amen. You know something God gave me? Can I say this?
Sure,
I was talking the other day, and you know what God gave me? He said, ask me who your friends are.
Oh, my God.
He said, let me choose them for you. So we got to ask God, Lord, you choose the ones that's going to walk with us, that's going to be faithful to you. Because if they're faithful to God, they'll be faithful to us. So you choose
that's
them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you choose them. Bring them forth, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the true saints are.
Yeah.
That are serving from the heart.
We got about 5 minutes left. So,
Amen.
I thank God for you, and I'm gonna be talking to you so we can study for six. Now, the lady wants to know, and I'll try to tell her many times. She wants to know, can we come on every day? It costs me to pay somebody to be on every day.
Yeah, exactly.
I told her, well, what you got to do is, I don't mind having somebody on here, but it's called a cost factor.
Right.
Everybody don't want to be on here. Some people are going to have to put some money, so some people say, okay, I can do this for you. There are some people who know how to do it.
You're right.
Am I right or wrong?
That's right. You're right.
And so I'm just saying, we can reach the unreached and tell the untold.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus.
So we had some people on the line today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We had 8 people this morning talking. Can you imagine what the 8 that can expel. But they want to see how consistent we are going to be.
That's right.
We're going to be. And so I'm asking you, and I have to pray, you're the president of Block Talk Radio, and I want you to pray, and we believe we're going to see God make some changes. So go ahead, take us out in prayer.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you right now, Father, for allowing us this opportunity to come before your presence, Father. We thank you, Father, for allowing the Holy Spirit to use us according to your will and purpose. We are praying for the nation, Father, who have sinned against you. We pray for the people's eyes and ears to be open to receive your word, Father. Father, we thank you that those that are seeking you will be healed, delivered, and set free, Father. I pray, Father, that every need be met on this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that when we call, you say, here am I, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
And God bless you, and peace of God till next time. Take care.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.